Hello and welcome to Pro Goat Football Talk. I am AJ.
And I am Benny.
And we talk football. Hello and thank you for tuning with Pro Goat Football Talk. Today we'll be talking about some transfers, some injuries, including Gareth Bale's 22nd injury with Real Madrid, and the title race for the Premier League. Okay, let's start off with last Saturday's Tottenham defeat. 1-3 defeat to Wolves.
Yeah, you know,
they got slaughtered.
Yeah, with I'm not a big fan of the starting lineup that they did. Personally, I would have put Danny Rose instead of Ben Davis in there. And I think the rest might have been good. I would have switched Harry Winks with Lucas Moura, maybe. But I think the rest of it was pretty good.
Yeah, you know, they came out, like, strong. Tottenham came out strong in the first half, you know. Harry Kane scored in the second minute, and, you know, we were on fire. But after that, we started to slow the game down, you know. There was a lot of good things that we did, but then there was a lot of bad things that we did. And, you know, come the second half, you know, Tottenham was not ready, you know. Wolves scored 3 goals in 2 minutes, and it was like, Tottenham couldn't come back. You know, they were sloppy. Their passes were not, you know, they lost the 50-50 chances that they had. Their shots were off. I don't even think they had much shots. But, you know, Hugo had a good game, you know. I think that if we had Vork in there, I don't think we would have lost that low of goals. You know, I think it might have been, like, maybe 5-1 or something like that.
Yeah, but you expect Hugo to do well.
And which he did.
He did. He did amazing in the first half. Second half, that one goal that his fingertips grasped it in a crazy.
Yeah, that was, I think, the one mistake that Hugo made. But, you know, in the end, the final score, 3-1 Wolves, Tottenham defeat. I think the Wolves just ate Tottenham.
Honestly, I think they deserve it. Honestly, just our performance.
Yeah, you know,
horrible.
Pochettino only subbed once, you know.
Lucas Moura for Dele Alli, and after Dele Alli was subbed, things started going down.
Exactly. Tottenham was just out of it then, you know. I think Pochettino could have subbed more because we were all tired. Anyway, moving forward, Chelsea tie to Southampton.
Yeah, Chelsea is not doing very well, and I think that is a problem, and especially because, I mean, Eden Hazard was out of the final rankings in the game. Eden Hazard was the winner, but
yeah, you know, I think that Chelsea are intimidated a little bit by Liverpool, Tottenham, Man City, even Manchester United. You know, they got their new coach, Ollie, and, you know, they've in the last 5 games they've had 3 wins, which is, you know, that's pretty good for starting off with a new coach. You know, Jose Mourinho got sacked, but I think that they're doing pretty well from the start. But I think Chelsea have to do better, you know, mentally. They can't lose to Southampton. You know, they need the points, and I think that's why they're not going to win the Premier League.
Well, to go along with the point thing, they had 71.6% of the possession, meaning Southampton only had 26.4% of the possession. And if you can't score goals, you don't win. And that's a big difference, I think,
yeah,
personally.
You also have to shoot the ball, you know. And that's something that the Man City versus Liverpool game on Thursday did, you know. There was so much action, you know. It was a title race. There's a title race going on right now in the Premier League. You know, Tottenham, Man City, Arsenal, Liverpool. You know, Arsenal, Manchester United, Chelsea, they're kind of out of the picture. But Manchester City, Tottenham, and Liverpool, you know, they're on a race for the title.
Yeah, and, but like you said, if you don't get points, you don't score. Although, Chelsea did shoot 17 shots, and the accuracy was not good. It was only 35%. And
Yeah, you
I don't know. Something has to happen, and they have to.
Yeah, they have to pick up the game. Anyway, in the following minutes of, you know, the Liverpool versus Manchester City game, you know, Liverpool was on fire. You know, they were passing. They were connecting passes. They were making very good through balls. And then there was a moment. I think it was the fifth minute, third minute, and Liverpool had a breakaway. You know, Mane shot the ball, hit the post, and, you know, there was rebounds. And I think one of Man City's defenders tried to kick it out, hit their goalie.
The ball was over the line, but in the air, and then same guy that hit the goalie, slide tackle and got out. And if it was a split second later, Mo Salah would have had that.
It was a beautiful moment in football history. A moment that I will never forget.
I think I'll forget it.
Anyway, you know, I think Liverpool needed that goal. That was a gimme, you know. Mane, it was a 1v1 with the goalie, defender chasing him behind, but he had an open shot, you know. And it was close, you know, because it's still at the post. But, you know, after that, you know, it was kind of even possession, you know. You know, I think that Sterling had a good game. Mosa had a good game. Firmino had a good game. You know, Firmino had their only goal.
I think Sergio had an amazing game. He was amazing. He scored their first goal, Man City's first goal, in the 40th minute before Liverpool, who were top of the bracket. And I think it's better that Manchester City won than Liverpool, but honestly, I wish they tied so that Tottenham could get ahead.
Yeah, you know, that loss to Wolves, Tottenham could lose in the Premier League. You know, they could lose by 3 points. That's a possibility. But to go along with that, Man City ended up with a 2-1 lead to Liverpool. You know, I do think Manchester City played better than Liverpool. I don't think it was that much better, but I do think they had better possession. And, you know, Liverpool did end up scoring, which it was a good goal, you know. But they had to stay confident. Okay, now we're going to be talking about some transfers. Christian Pulisic to Chelsea.
Yeah, you know, Eden Hazard still hasn't signed for Chelsea, and I think that Chelsea are a little bit worried about that.
Yeah, to go along with that, you know, Eden Hazard wants to go to Tottenham, Barcelona, Paris Saint-Germain. You know, and I do think Paris Saint-Germain want Eden Hazard. I think Tottenham are looking to Eden Hazard. But, you know, I do think Christian Pulisic, this is an opportunity for Chelsea to get better.
Yeah, you know, Chelsea, well, Conte also mentioned that Eden Hazard Chelsea cannot just rely on Eden Hazard to take him home and score all their goals and do everything that
Chelsea needs.
Yeah.
Yeah, but N'Golo Kanté, you know, he's doing phenomenal in that defensive mid, you know. He's, you know, in the World Cup especially, like, he shut down Leo Messi from scoring. And I know we're going all back to the World Cup, but N'Golo Kanté, you know, he's super good on Chelsea especially.
Yeah, and Chelsea are a top club, you know, and like, Eden Hazard has been Chelsea's standout player, but still hasn't. I think he's looking for a better club, and I think Christian Pulisic could just be
what Chelsea need. You know, to go along with Eden Hazard, yeah, I think he needs more adventure. I don't think he wants to stay at Chelsea. I think he wants to adventure out to a new club, new experience, new players, you know, new coach. But, you know, I do believe that Liverpool need to win the division in their bracket, you know. Mostly because, you know, Egypt's country's national team, you know, he was talking about, like, how if, like Mo Salah and Egypt all together even can't start winning trophies, you know, he's going to cut Mo Salah from Liverpool.
That is just a rumor, maybe, to get Mo Salah going, but I think he's partly serious too. If Liverpool don't start winning some silverware,
yeah,
I don't think.
Anyway, so Bale has gotten an injury for the 22nd time at Real Madrid. You know, he's only going to be out for 10 to 15 days following his leg injury or whatever, foot, leg, same difference, you know. But it's only going to be like a short injury, which is good. You know, it's not too bad. But we have some games coming up. We have Tottenham at 1:30, and we got some later games.
Yeah, you know, in the next couple days, Manchester United play Reading. Burnley plays Barnsley, you know, and even like Crystal Palace plays Grimsby Town. And I think that playing other teams from different leagues is really good because you get to see where you are and you get to see.
Yeah, and compare yourself to other teams, you know. Anyway, I do think this week and last week has been, you know, really tough on the league, cause especially for the title race. I think there's a lot of stress coming to Liverpool, Man City, and Tottenham especially. But, you know, they have to shake all that, like, fear and stress off them and just play the game.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you.
Anyway, thank you for listening to our podcast. Pro Good Out.